Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The first apparent Israeli airstrike in central Beirut in nearly a year of conflict has hit hours after Israel struck targets across Lebanon and killed dozens of people as the Hezbollah militant group sustained a string of deadly blows to its command structure. The airstrike on Monday hit a multi-story residential building. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on President Biden's response to the deadly Israeli strikes in Lebanon.
After Israeli airstrikes tore across Lebanon, killing dozens of people over the weekend and a handful more Hezbollah leaders, President Biden was asked by reporters,
"Can an all-out war in the Middle East be avoided?" It has to be.
Biden was returning to the White House from Delaware, asked if he'll speak with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu.
"Yes, I will be talking to him."
He says they're trying to avert a war, but
"We've already taken precautions relative to our embassies and personnel who want to leave."
The Biden administration has been trying to negotiate a solution to the escalating tensions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
George Carter from Lake Lewis, shocked like many of those in the region after Hurricane Helene caused wide devastation in western North Carolina.
"When you turn the corner and you see your community just full of buildings and trash and floating boathouses and floating homes, it just sort of takes your breath away. And it was scary."
The death toll continues to rise from at least 64. It was downgraded late Friday to a post-tropical cyclone. The remnants of Helene continue to produce heavy rains across several states, sparking massive flooding that threatened to cause dam failures that could inundate entire towns. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on Ukrainian drones in Russia.
More than 100 Ukrainian drones were shot down over Russia, sparking a wildfire and setting an apartment block alight. Russia's Ministry of Defense reported that it had shot down 125 drones overnight across seven regions. The southwestern region of Volgograd came under particularly heavy fire, with 67 Ukrainian drones reportedly downed by Russian air defenses. In Russia's Rostov region, falling debris from 18 drones sparked a wildfire, according to authorities. They said emergency services were fighting to extinguish the blaze, which had engulfed about 49 acres of forest. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescuers in Nepal have recovered dozens of bodies from buses and other vehicles. They were buried in landslides near the capital, Kathmandu, as the death toll from flooding rose to at least 148, with dozens still missing. The weather improved on Sunday following 3 days of monsoon rains and rescue and cleanup efforts that continue. Kathmandu remained cut off as three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. Schools and colleges across Nepal will be closed for the next 3 days. Shigeru Ishiba, the head of Japan's governing party, says he plans to call a parliamentary election on October 27th after he is formally elected as prime minister Tuesday. Ishiba was elected party leader to succeed outgoing leader Fumio Kishida, and party votes on Friday. Ishiba is assured to be elected as next prime minister because the Liberal Democratic Party and its ruling coalition controls parliament. Ishiba mentioned the election date as he announced his top party leadership lineup Monday ahead of forming his cabinet. Pope Francis has doubled down on his traditional views on abortion and women during his in-flight news conference coming home from Belgium. He has praised Belgium's late King Baudouin as a saint for having abdicated for a day in 1990 rather than sign legislation legalizing abortion. And Kris Kristofferson, a Rhodes Scholar who became a superstar songwriter, singer, and actor, has died at the age of 88. A family spokeswoman says he died at his home in Hawaii on Saturday. He brought a gritty realism to country music with compositions like "Sunday Morning Coming Down," "Help Me Make It Through the Night," and "Me and Bobby McGee." As an actor, he played in movies including the Blade series alongside Wesley Snipes as Blade's sidekick, Whistler. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.